today on Rocking the Suburbs.
What are you getting so crazy about? It's just music. It's not that big a deal.
Greetings, 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 and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. Thanks for tuning in to our music podcast. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to say thanks very much for being a part of this. All who listen are important, and of course, everybody who's been contributing to our April 2023 new music series, we appreciate them very much, too. We had a bumper crop of music and picks this month. Fittingly, we're going to wrap it up with three more picks today. Before we do that, I want to remind people that you can call in for your May new music at any time during May that you're hearing music, or also the beginning of June, probably too. We'll set out a deadline, but it'll probably be sometime around those first few days of June, seeing as how May has 31, and we want to get those rolling as soon as we can. And we got so many great picks this month. We want to keep the momentum going, so. Everybody, you know what to do. And thanks for all the regulars who keep the train on the tracks. We really appreciate that. Okay, so without further ado, I want to jump into our picks for today. We've got two calls and one contribution from yours truly, Mr. Patrick Foster. And right now, we're going to start off by going over to the recorder where we're going to have a pick from Paul Hayden. Take it away, Paul.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow members of the Rock in the Suburbs community. This is Paul Hayden from Wilmette, Illinois, calling with my April new music picks. My album selection is the self-titled debut from Killer Kin, a five-piece band out of New Haven, Connecticut, led by the unhinged vocals of Maddie Lee and the searing riffs of guitarist Chloe Rose, a modern-day Lux and Ivy. The band delivers a 10-song set of high-octane rock and roll. Where the Cramps look back to 50s rockabilly, Killer Kin seeks inspiration from Raw Power-era Stooges. The first track, Mr. Dynamite, will give you a pretty good taste of what this band is all about. My song selection is Bull Believer from the band Wednesday's new album, Rat Saw God. The song clocks in at 8 minutes and change and features a mind-blowing coda where singer Carly Hartzman implores someone to finish him. After multiple listens, I am glad I am not the him in question. That's it for me. As always, I look forward to hearing everybody's picks. In the meantime, listen to Suburbs Pod Radio and keep on rocking the suburbs. Catch you next time.
Finish him.
Pat, Jim, interns, community, Jason Goble. Hope all are doing well. Here are a couple of April new music picks. I emphasize the word new because both of these picks are from 2023. I don't want to flaunt the rules again, as it appears now discipline is on the table. Both my picks are from artists who I believe this is their first full-length album, or at least it appears to be the case based on their respective Bandcamp pages. My first pick is Abraham Alexander, who released the album Seasons. Abraham Alexander is an Americana slash soul artist out of Texas. There was a song that got significant airplay on Sirius XM Spectrum station. The song was Tears Run Dry, which, if you haven't heard it, I suggest you circle back and listen to that one, as that's a great track. It's what brought me to the table. But the song I'm going to recommend is a song he did with guest vocals from Mavis Staples. The song is Deja Vu. It's just a powerful song with a powerful story behind it. Really enjoyed this one, and hope you guys too do too. Abraham Alexander's Deja Vu.
As firm as the sea, drown as you take the key, walking away from me, killing a legacy, bittersweet poetry. Deja, deja vu, deja, deja vu story. Same lie, another body in glory. Deja, deja vu story. Tell the truth, it'll set you free. Preacher's words ring loud in me. Blind lady, hear my plea. Justice, no heresy, but you're not listening. Modern day slavery. Deja, deja vu, deja, deja vu story. Same lie, another body in glory. Deja, deja vu story.
My second pick is a band out of Brooklyn, New York, which is a model actress who released the album Dog's Body. The album actually came out in February of 2023, I think at the very end of February, but I didn't discover it till last month, which is why I'm including it here. Model actress gives off very strong Nine Inch Nails vibes. And I do love gloomy music that you can dance to, and you get plenty of that from model actress. The song I'm going to recommend is the song Donkey Show, which kicks off the album. I think it's a good representation of what you get from listening to model actress. So hopefully you like it at the end of the day, and you end up listening to the entire album. That's it. Hope all are doing well. Look forward to listening to everybody else's picks. And speak to you all next month. Thanks.
Every day the sun turns slowly over me. Yes, yes, yes. Heaven can erase the blackness from my heart. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Even if only as an exercise of genre, let the efforts be absorbed. absorb like when a knife is swallowed. Cutting water ended, but if it hurts, I'll let him murder my murder. I don't mind if it puts me in his eye. Oh, you know, if you don't have an approach, that doesn't mean I won't show you off. All night, all night, all night, all night, all night, me and my wretched device. All night, me and my wretched device. Yes, yes, yes. Heaven can't clear the salt that burns my lungs. Yes, yes, yes. Even as a joke, I beg God help that one in a month. Let the efforts be absorbed there like when a knife is swallowed. Cutting water through me like a ghost. Overwhelming my motivation. I can't help myself anymore.
All right. Thanks to Jason and Paul very much for calling in. We don't want Jason to get in any more trouble. Glad he followed the rules. I don't think he bent anything there. If there's any trouble, Jim and I will intercede with Professor Nygaard's just to make sure we don't have any detentions that are unwarranted. I'll make sure. Also, I want to say thanks very much to Paul for calling in, and it's kind of fitting that Paul chose Wednesday, which was the overwhelmingly popular choice this month. It's amazing. So many people are into that album, and I've totally dig it now. I've been listening to it and since it first got hip to me by you guys, so thank you very much. I hope everybody's digging it if you're into Wednesday. But if you remember earlier, we played the song Bull Believer when Harris King called in about Wednesday, but to make sure we didn't repeat that, I actually played a later section of the song. So as Paul mentioned, it's 8 minutes, and it's a long one, and so I just wanted to clarify that for everybody. So it's same title, but a different section of the song. So I hope you've gotten a chance to listen to that whole thing in its entirety, which is really, really good. Okay, now I have a pick, and I'm actually not exactly sure how I came across this. I was reading online. It might have been the excellent music site, The Quietist, and they, I know, do a roundup of music regularly in a column they have called Rum Music, and I'm not exactly sure why it is called that, but I know I've been reading it. They turned me on to an artist called Jacques Pouche, I believe is how you pronounce it, P-U-E-C-H, and he is a French musician. He's part of a collective over there that likes to push sonic boundaries and things like that. He actually plays an instrument called the cabret, which, according to the source of all human knowledge, means little goat in French. And it's a type of bagpipe which appeared in France in the 19th century. It's a small bagpipe. At least looking at the pictures I could find, it's, you know, it's not one of those giant things that you have to carry around with everything. It looks more like a longer recorder or something like that. But really interesting. And this is the instrument that Jacques plays. Jacques is a part of a collective called La Novia. And on their website, he talks about this latest piece of music that came out in April, and it says, quote, Jacques Pouche asked the composers Jean Gourdon and Guilhem Lacroix to write pieces for his instrument, the cabret. It is through this process to explore new ways of playing, new biases, new paths on which to train this instrument. Through these pieces, the composers and musicians reveal the sonic possibilities of the instrument, its field of expression, and to take it to previously little explored areas. Now, I have found this on Bandcamp, and what I found so fascinating about it, and the piece is called Gravure / Canon, and it is 28 minutes and 56 seconds long. That's a key part of this. At one point, I don't know when, if it was on my radio show or sometime on this podcast, I was saying, like, I'm a pretty good candidate, you know, to listen to any kind of music. I can pretty much take, you know, anything. And this one started testing my ability. The limits were tested. So I found it to be very, very interesting, very eye-opening, and I'm going to share it now with you. I'm going to give you about 2 minutes of this. We're going to start around the 3 or 4 minute mark. And I just want you to remember, it goes on for 28 minutes. So let's see how everybody does. But it definitely is one of those really good sort of palate cleansers that you can use to sort of reset yourself. And I always love music like that. And certainly, I don't spend a lot of time listening to bagpipe music. So that's going to be my contribution for the month of April 2023. And with that, we're going to put a cap on the month's new music proceeding. This is going to be Gravure / Canon from Jacques Pouche, just a small sample of a 28-minute composition. That's going to play us out today. All right, folks, with that, we have new things in store starting tomorrow. I want you to tune in, and I think you're going to enjoy. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Everybody, you know what to do.